Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Death of a Cookbook Author by Lee Hollis, narrated by Randy Kay. Chapter 1. Haley stared numbly at the inscription that had been scribbled inside her book cover only moments before. She couldn't believe what she was reading. "To Haley, one of my inspirations, keep writing and cooking, all the best, Penelope Janis." Inspiration? Penelope Janis was Haley's idol, a cooking and lifestyle expert with her own top-rated TV show on the Flavor Network. When Haley heard the famous part-time summer resident of Mount Desert Island was going to make an appearance at Sherman's Bookstore in Bar Harbor midweek before the long 4th of July weekend, she was filled with excitement. Haley owned all of Penelope's cookbooks in hardcover, and they lined the bookshelf in her living room. Cowboys and Turbans, Penelope's mouth-watering exploration of Mexican-Indian fusion recipes, was a personal favorite. She had met her idol in person a few times in passing at Penelope's famous 4th of July barbecue she held every year at her palatial Seal Harbor estate for all the local residents, but Haley had never worked up the nerve to bring one of her cookbooks and personally ask her for an autograph. Since it was practically a holiday week, Haley's boss, Sal Moretti, editor-in-chief at the Island Times newspaper, was amenable to her leaving early on a Wednesday in order to get in line for Mrs. Janis's book signing. By 6 o'clock, when Penelope was scheduled to arrive, the line had already wrapped around the aisles of the store, out the door, and down Main Street, nearly stretching all the way to the Bar Harbor Banking and Trust Building.